plus, don't chat back.
Oy. For Davis, yeah, he gets that ball. He did.
You don't know what G's. No, plus, don't chat back.
You've had an incredibly eventful 2017, starting with the Cotton Bowl, leading Western Michigan to the Cotton Bowl on January 2nd up until now. What was the most eventful part of 2017 for you, or the most eventful event of 2017 for you?
I would just say the draft in general. You know, all my family's there, friends. You know, it's kind of a moment that I've always dreamed of as a little kid, and getting drafted to a great team like the Tennessee Titans is a blessing, and it's been a lot of fun.
Did you want to play in the NFL as a kid? Was that your sport?
Of course. I was a little kid. You know, every Christmas, the only thing I would ask for was a football. So, loved it ever since.
As you've gone through this entire process, and you play in that Cotton Bowl against Wisconsin, you go on and you have the ankle surgery, and then everything leading up to being the fifth overall pick and the expectations, the year hasn't quite been what you've hoped because of the hamstring injuries overall. But it's a process, isn't it? The whole thing is a process.
Yeah, it's always going to be tough. Like I said, it's going to be ups and downs, but you just got to stay patient and stick with it. This team is a great team, and we're headed, you know, to really great places. You got to stay patient and stick with them.
Where does your perspective come from? Your calm?
My Lord Savior. You know, I'm a God-fearing man ever since I was a little kid. You know, my grandma and family would always go to church, and, you know, we didn't really have much growing up, but, you know, I had my Lord and Savior, and, you know, that's kind of all we needed.
Quite a faith community within this locker room, isn't there? Who are the leaders in that area?
D. Morick, he's a, you know, big guy, and his faith is real strong, and I kind of pick his brain a lot just to, you know, see where he's at. You know, a lot of the guys, their faith is really strong, and that's good to have.
The overall leadership community in this locker room, you mentioned Derek Morgan, but there are a lot of guys who provide that sort of leadership. Mm-hmm. Who do you turn to football-wise for that?
Football-wise would definitely be Harry Douglas. You know, as soon as I got here, he's kind of been a guy that's, he's been on me a lot, on me and Tay, but, you know, it's good kind of know that it comes with the job, you know, being a rookie. You know, there's a lot to learn, and he's definitely teaching us a lot.
I bet Corey Davis hasn't been sort of needled in your life like what Harry Douglas has done. How long did it take for you to get used to that?
I'm still getting used to it. You know, Harry's a wild guy, you know, on and off the field, but, you know, I love him to death. He's helped me so much. You know, I'm just still picking his brain and still learning.
What's the part of your game that you've been refining since you got here coming from Western Michigan?
I would just say just playing fast, you know, kind of getting used to the speed of the NFL. You know, I missed a lot of games and kind of missed all camp too. So I got to get used to it and kind of pick up the speed. So that's kind of a big thing.
Do you feel like it's starting to come together for you now with three games left here in December?
It is. I feel good. You know, I got a lot to learn. You know, I got to get better, which I will, but, you know, that comes with time.
All right, but what do you want to see out of yourself over these final three games? What is a great cap to this rookie season for Corey Davis?
Just improvement, you know, each and every game. You know, if I'm getting better as the season goes on and help my team out in any way.
How do you guard against putting too much pressure on yourself?
Pressure is good, you know. Pressure helps you perform a lot better. But too much pressure is kind of when it, you know, it gets too overwhelming. And that's just, you know, it comes from my Lord and Savior. Kind of try to stay humble. Read the Bible a lot and just kind of try not to put too much on myself.
And what do you think this offseason is going to be like for you, knowing what you know after all you've been through in 2017?
It's going to be a lot of work, you know, just fine-tuning my routes, speed. It's pretty much working on my entire game overall.